We have evacuated more than 6,000 U.S. civilians, which we believe represents the vast majority of those who wanted to leave at this time.
General Kenneth McKenzie is commander of the U.S. Central Command. He gave a virtual update on what he calls the largest non-combatant evacuation in U.S. military history, airlifting more than 79,000 civilians from Hamid Karzai International Airport in the last 18 days. That's not including the roughly 5,000 service members and equipment that were deployed to secure the airport in the final days. McKenzie says the last C-17 military evacuation flight left at 11:59 p.m. local time, just hours after a morning rocket attack that left no casualties.
There were no evacuees left at the airport when the U.S. last flight left, Gordon.
Besides giving an update on evacuations, the general also offered some context.
Tonight's withdrawal signifies both the end of the military component of the evacuation, but also the end of the nearly 20-year mission that began in Afghanistan shortly after September 11, 2001. It's a mission that brought Osama bin Laden to a just end, along with many of his al-Qaeda co-conspirators. And it was not a cheap mission. The cost was 2,461 U.S. service members and civilians killed, and more than 20,000 who were injured. Sadly, that includes 13 U.S. service members who were killed last week by an ISIS-K suicide bomber.
He says the Taliban was helpful and useful as the U.S. closed operations at the airport and the makeshift U.S. embassy there, but he noted the escape of terrorists from a Kabul prison, saying the Taliban will reap what they sowed.
There was absolutely no question we were not going to be challenged by the Taliban. If we were going to be challenged, it was going to be by ISIS. And I think some of the things we've done yesterday, particularly the strike, and other things we've done have disrupted their ability to conduct that attack planning. But they remain a very lethal force, and I think we would assess that probably there are at least 2,000 hardcore ISIS fighters in Afghanistan now. And of course, many of those come from the prisons that were opened a few days ago. So that number is up and is probably as high as it's ever been in quite a while. And that's going to be a challenge for the Taliban, I believe, in the days ahead.
The UN Security Council held a meeting Monday where it passed a resolution calling for free passage for all who want to leave Afghanistan. The resolution also calls for respect for human rights in the country. The World Health Organization announced the arrival of a flight of much-needed medical supplies, including trauma kits and emergency medical kits that will be distributed across the country. WHO leader Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says he's extremely concerned about the large displacement of people, as well as increasing cases of diarrhea, malnutrition, and high blood pressure, in addition to the coronavirus pandemic. Linda Thomas-Greenfield is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. She says the Afghan people are suffering not only from conflict and internal displacement, but also from a nationwide drought and the COVID-19 pandemic.
UN agencies are warning that humanitarian needs in the coming months will be vast. The UN Refugee Agency estimates that nearly 500,000 Afghans have been internally displaced this year alone. The World Food Program estimates that 14 million people in Afghanistan are at risk of starving without food assistance. And UNICEF has reported that COVID-19 vaccinations have dropped by 80% in recent weeks. Vital humanitarian assistance must flow to people in desperate need.
The Security Council resolution passed on a vote of 13 yeses and 0 noes. But there were 2 abstentions, China and Russia. China's permanent representative to the UN, Zhao Shuma, says the withdrawal is not the end of responsibility, but rather the beginning of reflection and correction.
Relevant countries should learn from the lessons, truly respect the sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of Afghanistan, and genuinely respect the rights of the Afghan people to determine their own future. It is hoped that relevant countries will effectively change the wrong practice of imposing their own wills on the others and change the hegemonic practice of imposing sanctions or even using force at every turn. These countries should be responsible for what they have done in the past 20 years.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.